cliffcentral.com.
Yeah, it is Friday morning. It is 9 o'clock, and you know what that means. It's the Gas Comedy Podcast. Oh, we made it. What's happening? This is
the
weird.
Gas
like,
Comedy
it's
Podcast.
Supposed to be music, and like, I can't even hear myself. Oh, there we are.
We need a rent a crowd.
Hi. Hello. Good morning to the 19 of you and Woody. How's it going? Are you guys cool? Please, you know the drill. WhatsApp us on the WhatsApp line 079-748-2090. Say hi, Brandon, not you. Brandon isn't allowed to message us, Nepalisa, because he says inappropriate things on the WhatsApp line. Yeah, cool. So this is Friday. This is what happens. You guys know what it means. We are here. We are doing amazing things, and amazing things have been happening with South Africans, and we have amazing South Africans in the studio with us.
Thank you.
Too kind.
To my left, this morning, we have Mr. Lloyd Niemand. He was here a couple of weeks ago. Say hi, Lloyd.
What up?
We can't even like.
Can hello.
Adjust the volume. Oh, there. Oh, you didn't
there
speak
we go.
Enough.
I'll get right up in there.
How's it, man? How you doing?
Yeah, good in yourself.
Lovely,
man. Good
lovely,
to see you again.
Lovely, lovely. And with us as well, we have DIY with Elle, the lady.
Yeah.
Elle Frank. How amazing!
In the house.
In the house. We have guys. We have celebs today.
Yo.
We have celebs. Do you know this
Yo.
Lady?
I'm more of a celeb than a celeb. So, yeah, just saying.
South African based. She can build your house.
I can build your house, yeah.
She can build your house.
With builders.
With my man. My man, you don't even know things.
But you're going to find out.
You're
going to
find out today. Today. Cool. So, it's so strange. She's confused as hell.
Her tool belt isn't the only tools you that are here.
Lovely, lovely, lovely. Cool. So in the week, I don't know if you guys have been following what's been happening on like social media and in the world and stuff. We've had a couple awards happening. The Grammys? Grammys? Yeah. Grammys happened. People won awards. People are looking amazing. People are going crazy over Beyonce being
people
pregnant.
People are giving
and
awards
performing.
Away when they get the award. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. People are breaking awards.
Yeah.
CeeLo Green is dressing like an Oscar. Like, what is happening in the world?
No, that's certainly not a first for CeeLo Green.
Doing weird things. Doing weird things. Our own guy, Trevor Noah, he won an award himself at the NAACP like Image Awards for his book, Born a Crime.
Okay.
So Image Awards.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, he's doing things. He's doing amazing things, winning awards as well.
I hear he's coming back here for a show.
Yes. Yes. Tickets are going on sale on the 20th of Feb for a show in March sometime, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, coming back to do his thing at the Coca-Cola Dome. You guys should check that out.
So I will. What date? Do you know the date?
Not entirely sure. I just know the tickets are going on sale in like 3 days.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I'm not going to get a ticket. But I mean, that's fine. That's fine. I'll wait for the DVD in Fordsburg. It's planned to come out like 2 weeks before his show. So I'm happy, man. I'm going to see Trevor Noah first, before everyone else. So that happened. And the SAFTAs as well. SAFTAs are happening in March in Sun City.
That's
on the
exciting.
From the 16th to the 18th of March. Yeah. That's going to be happening. And one of our local shows have been nominated, the Bantu Hour.
Oh, yes.
They nominated as well.
Bantu Hour.
Well done.
It's
well
be
done.
Crazy.
Kagiso Lediche.
Crazy. Yeah. Yeah. Show by Kagiso Lediche. It's crazy, man. It's crazy. But you guys are here. Let's talk about you guys.
Awesome.
What's been happening in the life of Lloyd since we last had you on the show?
Just getting back into the year. Another gig at Kitcheners on Tuesday and Valentine's Day.
Nice. How did it go? What happened? Tell.
I think I set a precedent too early by making jokes about women and Valentine's Day.
Do the joke.
So the joke went...
That's a joke.
Would you like some juice? I'm done. Can I get some juice? Okay, go. Yeah.
I've kept my jokes about women to a minimum out of respect for Valentine's Day.
Okay.
Bear in mind, if none of this is funny, it wouldn't be the first time women made the 14th of February all about themselves.
Eye roll.
That's exactly what they did.
My eyes are rolling.
No. I dodged comedy clubs on the 14th. I was like, I'm not performing tonight. Tonight, this is a trap.
Yeah,
everyone is going to make jokes about Valentine's
Day. Valentine's Day. It was like on a Tuesday. It was kind of like blah.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Tuesday,
Valentine's Day? Come on.
Tuesday is like the Monday of the rest of the week.
Yes.
Because Monday is Monday. Monday is a day of its own. Monday is that
person. Tuesday, you're not anywhere.
There's no specials happening anywhere. There's nowhere nice to be. You can't get drunk because Wednesday's
work. Actually, you could take your girl or your guy to John Dory's and get like... hake half price, you know. Just saying.
Half price hake.
So Tuesday's not a total loss.
Say you love her with half price hake.
But that's how blurred Tuesday, Valentine's Day was. If it was on a Friday or Saturday, it would be.
We'll send a message to the Gregorian calendar and let them know that you're not tapping.
Oh, man, that's funny. That's funny. We got a couple of WhatsApps here. Well, one for now. Glorious Gas Comedy Podcast, Eric. I love you on the show. Aww. But if you'd like to know what Dave brings to the table, then please have another listen to last week's podcast. I thought I was listening to Frank. Whoa, shit. Who? Frankly speaking. I didn't read that properly, but it's fine. Last week, tell a little. Yeah, that just became very confusing. Hi, guys. Eric, you are a natural at this. Keep the shit up. Eric, the file sounds amazing. Amazing.
Are you making stuff up there, Eric?
I think, I come and read that screen over there? I don't know. Why are you turning away? Don't turn away.
Eric, shh. I'm trying to get the show. So Dave isn't here because Dave went to Bloom last night. Not last night, yesterday afternoon, to do some comedy things that side. And that was his thing. And he drove back this morning. He said to me on the phone, yo, I'm going to leave it for, and I'll be at the podcast by 9:30.
Is it is it corporate stuff in Bloom or?
Yeah, I think he did a golf day. So okay. He phones me and he's like, yeah, I'm going to be there by 9:30. So I'm like, okay, cool. So this morning on the way here, I'm sitting in traffic and he messages me and he's like, single file queue, traffic for miles. Oh, I'm not going to make it.
Traffic.
So I came from just as far, Alberton.
Yeah, I did actually. I got my passport stamped.
I came from Boxburg. Oh, I'm even so further. Right. Yeah, we from that.
I think like, you know where the tin is? Alberton?
Yeah.
The tin, right? It's like, I always tell like my northerner friends, I sound like Game of Thrones now. By the northern wall.
By the northern wall.
I say to them, do you know where the PPC cement factory is? And they're like, no. And I'm like, well, I'm past there. Past.
Just keep going.
Keep going.
Keep going. When you feel like you're lost, you're probably at the house.
Yeah, if you hit the Vaal River, you've gone too far. No. So I was quite excited today. It took me 34 minutes to get here, which is unheard of.
Took me an hour.
Yeah, it took me about the same time to get here, and I'm up the road.
Exactly. Well, I don't know. I think I'm just blessed.
We know how you drive.
Yeah.
So, Al, tell us a bit about yourself. Who are you for the people that are listening that are unsure? The name, the likes of Lucas and Woody and Brandon and other WhatsAppers. Who is L?
Who is L? Well, I is she.
We're getting deep on a Friday.
All right, let's go. My mom named me this name. It's great. It's you can spell it backwards. It looks the same in a mirror. I've done this my whole life, you know. Some people don't know how to pronounce it, and they go what? Your name's in the letter L, and I'm like, yes. My parents were that lazy. They chose an alphabet letter and not the actual name book. But no, it's L like the magazine, ELLE, and. Basically, I have been in the TV industry for about, a little over 5 years.
Okay.
I started off as a TV producer, fell in love with TV presenting.
Okay.
And mishmash all of that together, voiceover artist, TV producer, script writer, TV presenting, radio stuff. I've also done some radio stuff. Basically, you mash it all up, and now I'm sitting here, and my main game, should I say, is I am a DIY presenter or enthusiast with builders.
Yeah.
I go to all the home expos and I show you how to use tools, how to inspire you to do DIY for your home. So I'm on the home channel, on different shows, expos, I'm live in store. So the thing is, you can't catch me out really.
Yeah.
Because there's one thing being on TV where they press pause and you don't and stop and you don't know what they're filming and who's helping me, but I don't have any help, trust me.
Oh wow.
Yeah, trust me. Wow. So when you come and see me next week at Homemakers at the Coca-Cola Dome,
there we go,
you can catch me live on stage making a total fool of myself, giving you a laugh, but at the same time giving you valuable tips and showing you how to complete a DIY project from start to finish. So that's why.
There
that's
we
my,
go.
That's so, my thing.
For those of you that don't know, if you wanna check out, check DIY with L on Facebook. You can follow on Instagram as well.
Instagram, Twitter.
Do the thing on Twitter as well, and just take a look at the pictures. Like she looks normal size. Like you think, but she's tiny. She's tiny. Like when she walked in this morning, I'm like, this must be the person that helps her. This has to be the
little minion that helps
yeah,
me.
Yeah, like ah, she's got that despicable me vibe about it.
Oh my god,
lovely, lovely.
And unlike you and I, she's got a face for television.
I mean, so beautiful.
Oh no, guys, no, stop it. No, but like, that's great. I'm always like to look taller on camera and on photos. That's my vibe, my brand. It's been hard. I've started it about 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Coming from a TV producer background. The thing was, is DIY has always been a love of the of like a hobby of mine from the family element. What I did was, is I saw that if you combine that with presenting, it's actually quite a nice partnership there. And people are interested. They're like, oh, no, you're so funny and you make jokes about this. And I call tools and I nickname tools names. And
this thingamabob.
Yeah. No, yeah. Well, like, not really that. But like, I'll tell them the real name and I'll be like, this, like the pipe cutter, I call it Chuck Norris because it just obliterates pipes. And then, the, you know, when you press the button and the blade goes swing back and like clicks, it's like, yeah, you know.
Power.
I'd like to know, Is the length of a tape measure important, or is it more what you do with it that counts?
Oh my goodness! You know what, Lloyd? You know what, Lloyd? I expected this morning. It's what the question was. Is it the length? Yeah. It depends what you're measuring, dude.
Oh,
retort!
I love how everybody that jumps onto the show just has this whole sexual innuendo vibe.
I'm just saying, it could be a bookcase you're measuring. It could be a small coffee table.
No, but that's what I'm saying. The sexual innuendos are there, and little do they know that from 10 to 11, there's an actual sex show that happens. So, like, after this, people are talking about, the G-spot and all these other beautiful
things. The innuendo's gone.
The innuendo's gone. And the thing is, when I interact with the people of the sex show, it's like everything we say just... like automatically in my mind is like, yeah, this is sexual. Did you have a good day yesterday? Yes, I did.
Okay,
you had a good ass day. I'm gonna leave now. It's one of those weird things. Yeah, cool. So DIY is your thing. When did you discover this and why DIY?
I've always been a TV on camera presenter.
Right.
Look, the game is tough, I'm not gonna lie. It takes years, it takes heart, it takes passion.
Is Suzelle like your biggest competition?
Suzelle is awesome and she's not my biggest competition. Oh,
okay.
No,
I would have thought, because like that's the
I think Suzelle is more your guys' competition, because Suzelle is all about comedy and entertainment.
I find them a lot more funny.
Hey?
I find them a lot.
Lloyd, this isn't about you. Shut up.
So Suzelle DIY, she's great. I'm a huge fan. She's more on the comedy front. And yes, she does do DIY well, but like, how do in someone's heart on Valentine's Day is something I can't really do, because my projects have to be home-based, builder-based,
so
building-based.
Like, okay, this is forever. I'm building a shelf that has to hold books.
Yeah, if I tell you how
stuff.
To not build the shelf right, you know, problems.
It could fall on somebody
mine's more... And I try be entertaining, but I'm not a character at all, an acting character. I am like me, how you see me now on stage. It's always me, L, DIY with L. Kind of keep it simple and fresh, and it's home-based DIY projects. Stuff you can actually use and learn from. And, you know, so although Suzelle's stuff you can learn from.
Do you find that in being yourself, like not adopting a character to do what you do, do you feel that it's funnier to the audience? Like you say, you do crack jokes. People do say, wow, you're so funny. Do you feel that it's like, it's just your mind going, you know what? I feel like this is funny. Why don't you use this?
You know what? I think the whole character, I mean, what Suzelle done is great. And that's so entertaining. Everyone's like glued to the screen. I think the element that I bring to it is being myself. It's more relatable.
Okay.
So I'm just your average girl in Joburg with a startup home who's trying to figure out the best affordable ways. And when I'm making mess ups on stage, or when I actually do something and I'm like, guys, that actually worked. Look at this. It's standing. The other ladies or guys or people in the audience are like, wow. And I always say to my audience, if I can do it, you can do it. So it's definitely more relatable, me being me and not, you know, being a character
someone else
no one can relate to. That's kind of up there.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So you've met Suzelle, yeah?
Yes, I have. Okay.
I want to know, does she permanently speak like that, or is that just going?
She might kill me for this, but no, she doesn't permanently.
No. Okay, no, that's all I needed to know. Don't spoil the rest of it. It's fine. No, I just wanted to know, because like,
it's a beautiful South African character.
It's so funny.
It is. I try and, you know. take her off now and then.
How to make a bribe pie.
How to make a bribe pie. So we are in studio with Eric and Lloyd. I am being so exciting.
So you must get a lot of misogyny and...
Yes,
that's what I was going to mark. Coming your way.
You know what? I've had a few. I'm not going to lie. The thing is I'm not... how can I say? I try to keep my feminine side. I am a girly girl at heart. Trust me, I can go and ride a bike and I want to go play paintball. I'm one of those girls as well. So I'm like, guys, it's 2017, 2016 last year as well.
God damn it.
Why can't we be a girl who wants both? Why can't I have a garage full of toolkits and bigger drills than you ever imagined?
Yeah.
Nice, big drills.
And shut up. And, and hey, Palisa, have makeup as well.
Yeah.
And know how to put eyeliner on and do my hair. So a lot of people judge, which is bad. I mean, yes, in 3 seconds when you meet someone, you judge someone. You have this persona. Yes. And I've gone to I've gone to many workshops and I've gone to the guy, you know, the store manager, and I've gone, hi, I'm your DIY person today. And the looks I get is just like...
The man named Dirk, and he's just looking at you like...
So
I thought I was expecting a man, and I'm like, well...
We have a jackhammer in the back that...
I said, no, I'm your lady. And he's like, awesome. So I like that element where I surprise people when I can pick up a router and, you know, use a compound saw and stuff like that. People are like, but I did have one gentleman come up to me last year when I was doing live workshops in stores, so you can catch me at any builders probably later on in the year. Come and say hi. Don't leave me alone. I don't want to be like one of those very mock guys in the corner. Just come say hi and I'll show you what to do.
Holding a mop, mopping the cleanest spot on the floor.
I was busy, I was busy jigsawing something and making something to hang your coats and jackets on. And this gentleman came to me and he was like, shouldn't you be at home painting your nails? And I just looked at him and I put down my jigsaw, took off my gloves, took off my safety gear, and I kind of just looked at him and I was like, sir, it's 2016. It's time to stop stereotyping.
Yes.
Have a great day now.
And then just switch it back on and point it at him.
Do the chainsaw massacre.
would that be as bad as asking you, if you're here with the tools, who's making the sandwiches in the kitchen?
You see?
Sorry,
I was just going to say, we have two ladies in the studio and I'm a feminist myself. Sus.
Yeah. He's bringing it. I'm going to take 2 seconds to think of something back to say to him.
I've got a fan.
That is blazing. No, he came with a list. He showed me this morning. He's prepared for this.
Yeah.
He is fully prepared. So when it comes to DIY, is it just DIY or do you do like the whole social media side? You go and go like, yo guys, this is what you need to do to have a proper profile, and... Is that your vibe as well?
Social media side. Yeah. Well, I, you know what? It's always been an idea to start that as well, because people want advice. You know, the whole thing about being on social media now and living in 2017 is about sharing. People like sharing knowledge, gaining tips, gaining your own experience so they can reflect it with their own. But let me tell you, my DIY, I have a YouTube channel and my Instagram, and that is I try and inspire people with beautiful photographs of DIY, as well as I've written articles as well for magazines. And stuff, so start to finish. And I write it in my own language, because there's nothing worse when I know the average person out there wants to DIY, but they don't need someone
using
that's
the most generic
3 degrees
thing.
And what you do is the side there, and they use these words and I'm like, no guys, the side thingy here, okay, we're not going to measure it, we're going to eyeball it. And people laugh at me, they're like, you're not measuring it. I'm like, but if you know more or less where the handle's going and it looks centered. If
that's
you have a mother-in-law that's really pedantic, and she's going to come in and go and measure it and go, that's 3 millimeters out on that side. That's 3 millimeters. How could you be 3 millimeters? I'm like, guys, you know, it's your DIY project. Eyeball it. Go for it. If it looks good, feels good.
Yeah.
Don't worry about the more technical things. Obviously, the safety with the tools. And that. But what I'm trying to bring to it is own it.
It's yours.
Be creative. Be your own. And that's use the language that you know, because what's stopping you is not knowing. You know, a lot of people are unsure and they're scared and they hold back and they come. And then when they see me doing on stage, they're ready to buy the stuff right there and then and go and do it for themselves.
She can do it, I can do it as well.
Yeah. So I'm all about aspiring to inspire, because I think DIY is a wonderful way to save money.
Yeah.
DIY. It's a wonderful way to save money and be creative and do something else then.
to sit on your phone and,
you know, button pressing and swiping, swiping.
And it's expensive. It's a really expensive thing to phone people and go, look, I need cupboards put into my house, or I need a new kitchen like done up and everything. And if you can do it yourself, or you can start it on your, like, on your own, it makes it a lot easier for them as well. And you're going to be paying them less. So
exactly,
saving
like
money, making yourself.
I have an outdoor sitting area that I made out of pallets, and that was the biggest rage 2 years ago. Pallet furniture is still on trend.
Still.
And I remember eyeing out the outdoor furniture at a store, and it was 17,000 rand. I was like, oh, I love that L shape. That L shape is expensive. So I went and got pallets, and then the foam from another store, and then I clipped the material over it, and I have the same L shape pallet furniture outside for 2 grand. All in all, with all the screws, the paint that I painted, the pallets that I bought, 2,000 rand. So it just shows you DIY, if you take the time and the know-how, it can save you
so
a lot of money.
So that 15,000 rand, you could have made another 7, sold them at 17,000 rand. Been rich.
Look at that.
Yeah, well, I'm making you money, man.
You're going to have to budget.
Making you money.
You're going to have to budget a few, couple hundred rand for the coffee coasters in case you bugger it up just to prop it under the leg.
I know, I sealed it well. I used some good paint.
Oh, man. Shit, that's incredible, man.
Yeah, I promise you. The stuff you can do.
So,
into the mic.
I really wanted to know.
Oh, he's looking at me with his face again. I can see it coming.
all the pun in the world.
How long do you think it would take yourself and your spirit level to work out if Eric's straight?
Wait, I wasn't reading. Say that again. I missed that.
Oh, that's directed at you, man.
Say it again. I heard my name and straight,
you
and I'm like,
whoa. You need
to
have a comeback. Yo,
so
hit
I
it.
I said, how long do you think it will take L and a spirit level to work out if you're straight?
Fuck this guy. No, seriously.
I want to know where he got these jokes from. Like, you know, I've been in the DIY world for quite a while, and I battled to find some decent jokes.
That is reckless assholery, man.
Yeah.
Control yourself.
I'm doing the nicest ones I've got you.
I'm straight. I'm straight as hell. I made this weird now. Yeah. Nice. Now I'm thinking if I'm straight.
Everyone's like swinging on the chair.
Okay, so here's another one directed at you, Elle.
Okay, jeez.
All right.
I feel like I'm in the hot
this
seat.
Is, yeah, this is an interrogation now. It went from casual
can
conversation.
Can we just put a screen up here and it just be me?
So,
and,
and then just phone in like, Elle, I have a question for you. Can I answer?
So like Pamela Anderson, you're a very pretty young lady making your start on a show about tools. She was on Home Improvement. Do you see yourself going on to achieve great things like getting hepatitis on a boat?
I don't know even where to start. First of all, I had no idea. Pamela Anderson?
I didn't know Pamela Anderson did Home Improvement.
Is she even a topic nowadays in 2017?
I don't.
No, yeah, I love Felicia's face. She's like,
Pam Anderson? Nah. Never.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to pass by. I'm going to pass by on that question because it's irrelevant in 2017.
She started out doing Home Improvement.
Yeah, she was the blonde girl on Home Improvement. It was before she got her
massive
boobs.
And what's Home Improvement? Are you talking about that show in the 90s?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm getting older.
Now you know where the jokes came from. All the way from the 90s.
No, the encyclopedia.
Yeah.
I pulled them out of my big wide pants from the 90s.
Yeah. No, we got them from those Chappy rappers.
Horrible. Sis, Lloyd.
No, we having fun here. No, it's a good laugh.
You're a sport fan.
It's a good laugh.
Amazing. Okay,
it's a
cool.
good laugh.
So, normally at Office 9 when Dave is here, he does the Breakfast Beer Club, which he never invites me to because we're not allowed to drink beer in the studio anymore. They used to drink beer here.
Oh, really?
And then review the beer. Oh, yeah, shit, I forgot to tell you. Sorry, Lloyd. No beer. No beer whatsoever. So he sent me the recording because, like I said, he was sitting in traffic and he's like, I'm not going to make it. And I was like, yeah, that sucks for you. I'm still going to speak for an hour. So this is Dave talking about the beer and stuff that he did when he was in Bloem. Here we go.
Okay, welcome to Breakfast Beer Tasting. We are in Bloemfontein at the Bloemfontein Golf Club. Playing golf for the Cheetahs. The Cheetahs rugby team, super rugby team, have invited us to play golf with from people from CarTrack and Cat Phones. It's not a phone you use to phone a cat. It's actually Caterpillar, the company. And with me, I'm here with ex-Springbok rugby player. Are you an ex-Springbok rugby player? You know, are you a Springbok forever?
You're a former Springbok.
Okay, former Springbok rugby player, Dave van Hoosselen. Say hi, Dave.
Oh, we started.
You're talking to the microphone.
Good morning, Dave.
Morning, Dave. Morning, Dave. Okay, this is called Breakfast Beer Club. What have you got there?
I have a flying fish that run out of the Castellite lemon, so I'm left.
I'm having Castellite lime because it gives you that limey flavour. Like it's almost like you're having vitamin C with your breakfast.
Which is needed at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Okay, cheers. We've got to drop it so they know that it just, we really did open beer. Okay. And we talk about beer and life. What was it like being Springbok?
Well, it's a very short period of my life.
Apparently you don't get on with anyone. People, coaches just hate you.
Yeah, well, that's mainly because I was drunk in the change room. No.
But on a serious note, I used to enjoy your rugby. You were quick and fast and proper scrum half, cheeky, angry little man on the field. And you got shit done.
Thank you.
And you had a nice long pass as well. I was talking to the thing here. And just tell us, you were talking about Joost in the car. Tell us about that. The funeral was respectful and beautiful.
It was. I mean, I think, you know, what touched me the most, if I can be serious, at 10 in the morning, if I can be serious, is that, you know, he started out as he called himself, just a simple boerkie from Pretoria. And, you know, he became a superstar, and not just in this country, around the world. And, you know, with that, you know, comes some distractions. And, you know, he made a few mistakes, but he was always a man that he would man up to it.
He owned up to his mistakes.
And when he died, he wanted to go the same way that he'd come into this world. He went out as a simple blokie from Pretoria. And if you looked at his casket, he was in a very simple, simple wooden box.
I suppose it's bittersweet. You see all those old guys from back in the day and see how they're doing.
I think 90% of the 95 team was there. It was great to see them, great to see their support for him. It showed the kind of man he was. You know, he went through his tough times as any of us do, but he did it in the public eye and he owned up to it. And he went out the way it started, like I said, but he just went out a very humble man, and he was an incredible human being. I've done a lot of work for his J9 Foundation.
You guys were close because you played the same position, and in the same era.
We did. It was
competing for that position.
It wasn't much of a competition.
he was fucking good.
Yeah, he was good.
I don't know, it's not comedy, but I mean, I say to people in the audience sometimes, like, get your bucket list sorted out, because you are going to die and you need to sort this out. Yeah. And if you want to snuff coke off a hooker's ass, put that on your bucket list. It's something you want to do.
Yeah, and I haven't done it. I have not.
Exactly. And
I did see it in Wolf of Wall Street. I saw that.
I had to rethink my bucket list after seeing that movie.
I agree with you. I hadn't thought about. Difficult to find a midget.
You get an agency. You have to find.
You could toss me around. You're just gonna have to.
But now, Breakfast Beer Club, we're supposed to talk about the beer. Why did you choose a flying fish?
Because there was no
lime. Sometimes that's your choice.
So,
are you a kind of guy who's beer?
No, I'm not a beer guy. I'm more of a wine guy.
You wine a lot.
I do wine a lot.
So you would collect? You read what?
Well, I drink it too fast to collect it, which is a problem. But I do have my favourites, and I like to think that I know a little bit about beer. I mean, about wine. So I did grow up in Franschhoek, which is kind of the wine capital of... I was born in Stellenbosch, but I grew up in Franschhoek.
And you're not a Dutchman?
I'm not a Dutchman. I'm a German. Eh? I'm a von, not a van.
I see.
Can I tell you an interesting story? This might be of interest to you.
That's what Breakfast Beer Club is about.
Yeah, since we're talking about
beer. We talk shit.
Hello.
For the people listening, that Dave van Hoosland is like blank famous in Bloemfontein. The only team he never played for was the Cheetahs.
I'm like...
Did you play for the Lions?
I did play for the Lions.
Really?
I started out the Cats. I then went to the Stormers, then the Sharks, then I went back to the Lions. So Cheetahs are the only... No, we're good.
We're having Breakfast Beer Club.
So here's an interesting story. So and I don't know how many greats, but great-great-great-grandfather, his name was Roland von Hesslin. And there was a movie called Valkyrie that was made where they tried to assassinate Hitler. He was one of the guys that tried to do that. He was one of the guys that put the failed attempt of putting
the bomb that didn't go off,
but it hit the table, and the table hit Hitler, and that saved him. And so he then got the firing squad. That was one of my ancestors, yeah. He got the firing.
My great-grandfather, great-great-great-grandfather, was brought here by Paul Kruger, because the Dutchmen would grow the fruit, but they couldn't sell it.
Okay.
So the Cape and the whole Horn of Africa, like that was beautiful. Not the horn, what's the bottom? Cape. They were great at selling, at making fruit and beans and nuts and all these things. They couldn't sell. So he said, who can sell? So he got a whole lot of Jewish boys.
Yeah.
And when they can sell. They can sell. But when they came
Were the Indians not here yet?
The Indians. Yeah.
They could sell, man.
Because they brought over these Jews. And they were kind of Polish, mid-Eastern European Jews. And when they got here, they married Afrikaans girls. And they kind of lost their Jewish heritage.
Okay.
I'm not even Jewish.
Right.
So that's Breakfast Beer Club.
Yeah.
Just want to say thank you.
Thank you.
Well, we basically talk shit for 5 minutes and then we're done.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you. Dave Finiston, former Springbok.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us on Breakfast Beer Club.
Thank you. It was a privilege.
You'll see. So that was
okay,
Mr.
Welcome to Breakfast Beer
Mr. Levs talking about things and stuff. Beer. Who drinks? Do you drink? Palesa? Sometimes. Do you drink, Lloyd?
All the time.
All the time. Miss L, do you drink? Every now and again.
Every now and then. And very little. It takes very little. So I have half a glass of wine, half a drink when I go out.
You're
and
like,
then
you're
I'm
like me.
Yeah.
You're like me. Quickly
lightweight.
Charged.
Lightweight.
Just
lightweight.
Quickly charged. Yeah. Hey, two beers and I'm ready to do whatever it takes. To do
so I'm a cheap date if you take me out for a drink.
Ah.
But don't take me out to dinner because I will eat as much food as
lovely.
You eat.
That is lovely. What?
She loves to eat. This is incredible.
Yeah, cool. So that was Dave talking about the breakfast beer that he had. I'm pretty sure he didn't even have it for breakfast. I'm sure that was like at like 5 in the afternoon.
I brought my drinking cap this morning. And
yeah, I forgot to tell you. I wanted to comment on Facebook, but then I was like, nah, let's spoil it for him in studio. Sorry, I apologize.
Well, look, I mean, my day has been ruined.
When I see you again out in society, I will buy you a beer. That'll
be
from me, from the Gas Comedy podcast that we don't get paid for yet. But yeah, no, we'll sort you out nicely.
Batteries not included. Batteries not included. We do not get paid for Gas Comedy.
Cool. So, like I said, WhatsApp line is 0797482090. Someone was complaining that the opening song said the word nigger too much. That wasn't us, man. That's Chance the Rapper. Chance is the thing. And then Dave messaged us just saying this is Dave. So he's clearly listening to this as well.
Thanks, Dave.
Dave,
away.
Away. It's the same person. Dave said this song. You complaining and we normally listen to King Kunta like before the show starts. Dave, get your life together. And then someone else said, checking in on the Gas Comedy podcast. I know it's going to be a good one. That is Mr. John Sweet. And then I read that one that I messed up earlier from Lucas. He was saying that last week's episode sounded like an episode of Frankly Speaking. It was bland and we promised them a part two. Because it became a fight. Like it became a strong argument.
Really?
That just went nowhere. So myself and the other guy were sitting here and we spoke about Sona. So we were like, yo, they were shouting.
That's why.
And people were like, no. People were like, yeah, they mentioned point of order. And then you're like, yeah, we recognize you. What is your point of order? Then you start talking and everything's going well. And then all of a sudden it just goes left field. And they just go, that is not a point of order. But they carry on like they don't stop.
I thought I was watching gay porn last Thursday. The way all those fruity bastards were fighting over that dick.
Oh my God.
This is the last time we will have Lloyd on the show. He says inappropriate things at inappropriate times. Shit. Should we give Dave a call to include him in the show?
Why not?
Do the thing. Let's see.
Is he still in traffic?
I think so, yeah. I think he's still in
traffic. We can all be like, as he answers.
So funny. Yo, you owe us money. What's happening? Dave! How are you?
Having fun there with the kids in the studio.
Sometimes? Are you having fun driving back from wherever it is you are driving from?
It's taking me longer, I think, in the south than it did to drive from Bloemfontein.
It's taking you longer in the south than it did from Bloem. When did you get to the
why
south?
Why south? Why? It's a beautiful place.
I've been on this road now. It's not moving. It's just a big truck thing. How are you? Are you playing music? What's happening on the show?
Things are happening on the show. Wait, let me do this quickly. Hold on 1 second. Maybe this will make it slightly better. Say something, Dave.
Dave, say something.
Yeah,
says something.
Okay, cool. We can hear you. You might just hear voices in the distance because I had to disconnect you from the orcs. So what's happening, Dave? How was Bloemfontein? What did you do in Bloem?
The Cheetahs rugby team had their annual golf day fundraising thing.
Okay.
And I went played golf with the Cheetahs. You know me, I cheat when I play golf anyway.
was that part of your comedy, Dave, playing golf?
Continue. The only reason why we invite him in the studio is because he brings hot chicks to the studio.
Thanks, Dave.
Did you hear that? The only reason we invited you is because you bring hot chicks. So, what happened? Did you enjoy your time? Did you drink plenty.
So we kicked off playing golf, and then we went to the bar, and then the rest of the wheels fell off. I ended up at some place called the Western Saloon in Bloemfontein.
This sounds like a very interesting story. Why aren't you in the studio telling us the story, Dave?
I was in the Western Saloon at 2:30 in the morning, and I was in my car at 4:00 in the morning. I haven't slept for like a day.
Okay, let me ask you this. Did you leave Bloemfontein at the time that you planned to leave Bloem?
Yeah, I reckon I would have made it, man. Just the whole truck falling across the highway.
Are you sure that you left at 4 this morning? Like, just answer that question. Yes or no? Are you sure you left at 4?
I was going to send you a dick pic at about 4:10.
You were going to? Why didn't you? You should have. I've been waiting for it.
Why don't we just add that to the tape measure joke today?
Lloyd has been in charge of dick jokes today. Okay. Well, you should have loaded data bundles before you did that, because that's...
What? I didn't hear that?
Say it again.
Sorry.
Say it again.
Elvis, you do a lot of DIY in your room, and your mom
asked. Oh my goodness!
Eric does it himself.
This is going south.
I probably
this
have bigger tools than you do, Dave.
Yo. with
Elsa, she's got bigger tools than you do.
I don't doubt that.
That's funny. That's funny. So, what have you got planned for the rest of the day since you didn't come here this morning?
I was going to scratch around in
El's
toolbox to see if I can find something.
Oh,
nice.
Okay, does she know about this?
I need to cut my hammock. So can El do like
house
patients? What do they call it? Like, can you call a doctor?
Do I do
house calls? House calls, yeah.
Yeah. I own a Nissan Bucky, and I come out and check the roofing, and if you've got leak. No, I don't do that. No, I do not do that. I am a TV presenter, radio person, blogger. You can catch me at Homemakers, Dave. Come on.
Yeah, come through to Homemakers next week Sunday, because I'm going to go through and then I'm going to do the whole DIY thing there as well.
I got the hammock and I don't have any trees. So I planted 2 trees, so I can have a hammock in about 8 or 9.
Why don't you just put posts, Dave? Yeah, come on, I mean, posts and concrete. Like, think out the box.
Buy some cool tools.
Trevor's coming back, so I'm not going to get any more gigs now.
Okay.
And then I find my hammer.
So yeah. She doesn't do house calls, so you'll have to come through to the show.
I'll
next
try
week,
to do a video on how then, to put a hammock in your garden without any trees, and I'm sure I can come up with something. It's not that difficult.
So she'll do a DIY segment just for you next week.
Yeah.
When she sees you, she'll be like, "This is how you put up a hammock when you don't have trees," and then you'll know it's for you.
It's very optimistic planting a tree and waiting for it to grow.
18 years.
At least you'll be an old man before you can enjoy it.
He's already an old man. So Dave, I love you, but I have to. Huh?
What's a homemaker?
Oh my gosh! Like, do you see billboards?
It's
on the
what
side
Elle's
of the
about to be with her with her future
see,
husband.
You see Suzelle DIY. You see that woman? Yeah. Now her, but in a more serious sense, with actual
much prettier
things that.
Thank you, Lloyd. I was waiting for that. I was
Lloyd,
like, is someone going to say
round
that?
New
no,
points.
I'm joking.
Round new points.
There's a
no,
month
no,
before like, she gets married. I'm trying my hardest.
It's like Suzelle DIY, but with more permanent use.
Yes.
So you can't just cut a hole in a cooler box and use it as a fridge forever.
No.
Like, she goes, this is how you build a fridge. I'm guessing you build fridges.
I build fridges?
She builds fridges.
Wow, you guys. No, I will build, a bench to sit on, bookshelves.
Yeah. Okay, you are breaking up horribly. We can't hear you, but we love you, Dave.
I'm just talking successfully.
You are where?
So, can I tell him what homemaker
is? Like, he's in World War II.
Like, Dave, do you own a home?
Okay,
do you live
Dave,
in a home?
Listen to the last 15 minutes of the podcast. Ella's going to explain what homemakers is. You are finishing my airtime.
Homewreckers.
Oh.
That's a whole different
thing. No, Dave, let's not do that. Dave, we love you. Keep well. And Dave's gone. So yeah, that's Dave. So that would have been in studio. So what would have happened is you would have had probably like 3 minutes of talking time in the whole hour that
I know.
Have been
I'm glad I got to actually say my piece and what I do.
You know?
Thank you, Eric.
Okay, cool. So tell us more about the homemakers thing. What does it entail for the people that want to come out and see you doing yourself.
Okay.
Doing the thing by yourself. Let's start this again. You DIYing.
DIYing. Okay, so Homemakers is a Homemakers. It's an expo that's at the Coca-Cola Dome in Northgate. And basically, come on, guys. Have you been to the expos? It's like, lots of stands, lots of home products, lots of stuff for your home, lots of stuff on how to renovate your home. And then there's a builder stand because I'm a builder's ambassador.
Yeah,
I'm backed by builders and I love going in store and shopping and
awesome.
Yeah, getting all the stuff from builders. So basically, there's all these expos and all these stands and you get like discount because you're there. So if you're into home renovating and getting stuff for your home, Homemakers is like one of the best expos in the year. Yeah. And basically, there's a builder stand and it's a stage and it's me, Tanya Fisser, and some other great DIY presenters.
Awesome.
And you can come sit down, grab a coffee, and when you know, because you walk around,
you get tired.
So
To two expos, the spa expo, because my dad does sales, like rep work and stuff.
Okay.
So it's a whole bunch of products being sold and buys and food.
And there's lots to see.
There's so much to see.
So if your legs give up on you, come and take a seat by the builder's stage.
Here we go.
And then if your brain hasn't given up on you, you can take down some notes.
That sounded like an attack on you.
No. No, not on me, man. My brain gave up years ago.
No, you get tired. I realize this in life. Your brain sometimes gets tired. And you can just sit there and watch something be made live on stage. And you can ask me questions. And you can interact. And there's prizes. It's a lot of fun.
It's intimate. It's fun.
It's a lot of fun. DIY is actually becoming, you know, I think 5-10 years back, DIY was kind of like, oh, look, I put up a shelf, you know.
Yeah.
And it's really become like the fashion community, I would say, with social media and websites and Instagram and all that. I feel DIY has become a community on its own, like the fashion community, because people are posting beautiful pics of their end product, like I try to.
Yeah.
And get really creative with DIY. So now they're putting up shelves, but it's not just a shelf. It's a beautiful copper and rope shelf that really looks on trend, and you put all your stuff that you bought from Typo, and you know you're so hipster, and it's like it's really becoming that, which is really cool, and that's what I try and do with my social media is
make
keep it hip,
as unique as
possible. And I try to come up with a lot of unique projects of my own because you know, let's face it, in the world today with social media, there's lots of repetition and there's lots of
Like everyone's trying to copy everyone else.
Yeah.
It's so strange.
Yeah. So, but what I do is I use Pinterest and some of my own experience because experience is what actually makes you better at DIY.
Yes.
Is not just reading it online. You got to really
feel it for
yourself. Be hands on. Yeah. And I must say that when I see this project and I worked with this tool, then I kind of just ignoring.
No. I feel like he's itching. You want to say something.
And then, wait, let me finish.
Okay, let me finish. And then you can do your
let me finish, Lloyd. Raleigh. Basically, you can, I don't know, I lost my train of thought, you little...
Son of a...
So I might as well jump in, man.
Yeah, do your thing.
So anyway,
No, that was her.
That was me, sorry. I was doing the beep.
She did the sensor bar, chief.
Yeah, I did the sensor beep.
What?
So what I'm saying is it's a community.
Yeah,
it's cool. It's actually, you take awesome pictures. I get great interaction from all over the world on my Instagram. It's really nice. And I come up with my own unique projects by mixing an existing one with something
with
we need in South Africa with
style.
Something of my own style. Because your own style comes through.
That's the most important part. Lloyd.
Right. Palesa, you're going to love this one. So are you able to build things that a man hasn't already shown you how to do?
We have WhatsApps.
He can just go back to like 1956 or something like that. Yeah.
This guy.
2017.
This guy. Should we give him a chance to redeem himself? Do you have something better?
Do you have something better? Do you have something nice to say?
Nice.
Do I impress you?
Do you have do-it-yourself videos on how to put a comedy show together?
Hey, that's actually a really good question.
I'm going to leave today and
like
definitely have some what not to do. I'm going to leave today and I'm going to be like, what not to do on a comedy show?
Five things not to do while doing stand-up.
Five? Oh, okay.
Let's add more?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Yeah,
no, I'm joking, guys.
You've inspired.
You guys are doing great.
I'm just trying to suck it to him. Cool.
On the WhatsApp line, someone is saying, Dave is a liar. He woke up late and it's really not that big. So... yeah, he lied. She nearly fell on Polesa there. Someone said, "What's up, Eric? I'm not listening today. We'll catch up with the podcast later on. Just texting to say hi, hello, and happy Friday." Whoop, whoop, from Mr. Nice. Fuck you. Hey, my kind of nigga. Yeah, that's blazing. That's blazing. So, yeah, that's what happens. People WhatsApp us. We speak to them. And it's fun. It's fun. People should have asked us questions. Last week we had questions.
Yeah, where's the questions? I'm back.
You guys are growing in WhatsApp coverage here.
Yeah, no, people are on the I'm surprised Woody hasn't said anything. Woody's probably busy. Like, this is probably a busy Friday where Woody works.
I thought that's what he did. He just sat at home and tweeted you guys.
I also thought so. But now he's not. It's weird, man. I feel sad that Woody's not messaging us. Woody, if you're out there, we still love you. Please come back. Please. Cool, man. So, what have you got planned? What's happening this weekend, Lloyd?
Nothing this weekend. Gonna just take it easy. Trying to get some more gigs next week. Poppies and Kitcheners and that sort of thing.
Kebab is happening.
So where?
Kebab. It's down the road from Poppies.
Oh, really?
The old lighthouse. Yeah.
Okay, I must give that a look as well.
Every second Wednesday, come through. Okay, must, fun times.
I'd like to jump on at some stage.
Yeah.
I went around to, as I mentioned, Kitcheners on Tuesday. Came and saw you at Poppies the Monday before.
Yeah.
It was pretty tight. I whipped out my 3310 and just got abused by Bongani for the rest of the night.
That's fun. Yeah, you should come to the box. You've been to the box?
Just so
the box?
Retro.
Nah, I haven't
so
yet.
Retro. So retro. You should come to the box. Maboneng on a Sunday.
Yeah.
Most amazing show you'll see, man.
All right.
It's like the Goliath Comedy Club, but in a theater environment.
It's a full 20 minutes.
Oh, I want to go to the Goliath Club. So
come through.
I really
come
do.
Through.
I actually met Jason
thing.
Goliath at a DeVault. You know the DeVault drills, DeVault brand.
Yeah,
he was the MC, and I was there because I'm DIY with El.
Look at you.
And I was like, hey, we were talking about you know, the DeVault brand and how awesome it is, and he also had some good DIY jokes.
Yeah.
Directed at me in front of the crowd. Like, I'm like sitting there, and he's like, "You, ma'am, how much do you like drilling?" Or something like that. And then
drilling?
And everyone turned back, and I was like, you have no idea, Jason. But I went up to him and said hi, and I was like, "Look, I'm actually legit. This is my job." He's like, "Oh, nice, sir. Definitely want to come through and support if you guys come to Homemakers." So.
No. I'm definitely going to be there. I don't do shit on the daily. Like, I posted my thing on a tweet yesterday. Like, my daily life for the past 2 years. I wake up at 7. I have breakfast at 8. I go to gym at 9. After 10, I get home. And then I just do stuff until comedy
happens.
What
do you do from 7 till 8? Just,
that's
I'm
not
just,
very
I'm
funny.
Just, I'm just... What do you do from 7 till 8?
We had this discussion outside. I'm waking up between.
Are you waking up?
Yeah, like,
it takes
an hour.
I'm the type of person, like, I wake up and I'm hungry.
It takes an hour.
No, really? For you, like, to wake up at
my mind.
Time.
Yeah, my mind just goes, dog. We were dreaming, like, 2 seconds ago.
Oh, jeez.
This is reality, right? Oh, okay.
My mind doesn't need to be on. I'm just like, stomach's like, you're hungry. You need to put food in.
put food. Yeah, I normally drink like 3 glasses of water, and then my stomach feels full. Then I'm like, okay, don't need food yet.
I didn't eat breakfast. I was saving myself for the beer.
Yeah.
The half loaf.
Yeah.
Okay, Eric, I've got a question. Where is handsome Brandon? Michelle! Aquarium Michelle, I forgot about you. You are incredible as well. But Brandon is, we sent him away. He's in Syria currently, doing Syrian things. Dave wants
negotiating.
Dave wants tips on floating shelves. Minor
floating
minor
shelves.
Wonky.
Mine
oh,
wonky.
It's Dave. Yeah, Dave saying he wants ideas on floating shelves.
Come now. He's trying to be all...
Come to Homemakers, Dave.
Please.
We told you. She was on our show. The least we can do is support
her. He probably Googled shelves and saw floating shelves there and doesn't even know what they are. And he's like, I'm sure floating shelves should be wonky because they float.
Yeah, my shelves aren't floating, man. They're on the floor. This is awkward. Cool. So, where can they get you? What is your handles and stuff in life? We're giving you a second chance. Don't fuck it up. Lloyd.
So, I'm not on Twitter. I'm not on Instagram.
You are failing.
I am on Facebook. I know.
Facebook,
it's
Lloyd Nimmand.
He's got a landline, guys. You can phone him on the landline.
I got into this to do
it's,
jokes.
It's, everyone
looks at me stupid when I say my jokes, and now I'm the bad man for not being on social
they
media.
They promised me they'd be cocaine. That's why I'm here. Okay, so Lloyd Nimmand on Facebook. Search him, look for him. And
I've actually got a handle for you, Blink. Lloyd.
Oh, there we go.
Retro Lloyd.
There you go. Nice.
Living in the 90s and before.
Yeah. Got my grab jeans on. My Boys of London.
He's going to call you from a tiki box as well. And then he's gonna get his encyclopedia out and be like, here's my jokes. I'm going to...
That's funny.
You know, didn't know in the 1980s.
Britannica.
Shit, you even know the names. Okay, you are done. You need to leave and catch up with the times. Elle, where can we catch you?
Oh, awesome.
What are you doing?
Oh, awesome. And, okay, so guys, I'm working on exciting projects. So I have a YouTube channel. I'm on all the social media. You can get me on DIY with L. That's E-double-L-E. And basically also there's a new exciting home show coming on the home channel. And you can catch me and some other great presenters on there inspiring you to do DIY. And guys, I'm live next week every day at the Homemakers Expo at the Coca-Cola Dome. So,
awesome.
Yeah, please drop me a tweet. Drop me a DM, a text message, a Facebook, whatever. Shout out. Come and shake hands with me.
That's the man that owns the sex show. He's eager to come in.
So if you want to hit me up, you can contact me via DIY with L.
I don't own a Nokia 3310.
This has been fun, guys. You guys are cool.
Thanks,
last message. Wait, let me just read this quickly.
Thanks, Eric.
Oh, sorry, Michelle said stuff. Anyway, we miss you. We love you.
Awesome.
Guys, have an amazing weekend. Shopping away.
Thank you.
Cliffcentral.com.